What we're going to be talking about here, as you follow your lesson plan, we're going to talk about the characteristics of depression, the causes of depression, and then the cures of depression. And you also have an unedited manuscript, which you can read on your own and follow through pretty much on that. But let's talk a little bit about depression and follow the lesson plan, if you will, and we'll move back and forth from the manuscript, which you can read then on your own. It's been very interesting in the history of psychology, beginning with about 1960. There was a great move among the professional counselor to deal with what they considered was the major problem of the American population, and that was guilt. And so they undertook a great attack against what they called the Puritan ethic. And it was really attacked against Christianity, but the idea is this: do away with all laws, rules, regulations, standards, and you won't have a problem with guilt. And so what they did was they did away with an anchor, and we became an anchorless society. But you can relate back the great problems of America to that time when everything became relative. And a study of the conscience in the Bible shows that every person created in this world must have a final absolute authority in their life. And we did away with that. And it's created tremendous problems, because following guilt, which they did not alleviate, in the 70s, we had moved in, and it was called an age of anxiety. The major problem of America was anxiety. And now it's interesting, it has switched from anxiety to depression. And guilt and anxiety are two of the major causes of depression. And it is a problem today. We're told that literally 20 million Americans are suffering from some type of depression. That, given to the statistics we have today, that every American sometime in their lifetime will suffer depression. And we find that it's the leading cause of suicide. 15% of those people who are significantly depressed will commit suicide. It is the 10th leading cause of death in America and the second leading cause of death among students. And basically, it's caused by depression. And I think by all of our standards and by agreement, it is a phenomenal problem today. I received a phone call from a mother from the emergency ward of the hospital, and she was hysterical, but her 12-year-old daughter had attempted suicide. Took a whole bottle of Excedrin, 300 tablets, found her in time, pumped her stomach. So we made time that she could come in before we start our counseling load the following morning. And so the next morning at 8 o'clock, this mother brought in one of the loveliest little pumpkins I'd ever seen in my life. Raven black hair, typical looking teenager. So I called the mother in and I began to probe, as you do in counseling, and asking her about her daughter. Was she on drugs? No. Was she rebellious? No. Did she give you any trouble? No. And I couldn't find any pattern in the life of that girl that would bring about suicide from what the mother was telling me. And so I switched from there to the mother, and I said, well, tell me about you. And we started talking, and then suddenly she blurted out in the midst of our conversation, nobody really wants to marry a woman with a 12-year-old daughter. And I said, oh, I said, well, tell me about that. She said, well, I'm divorced. And she said, I want to get married so badly. She said, I just can't live alone. And she said, the other day I asked, we'll call her Tammy, I asked Tammy to pack up her things and go over to live with her daddy. So little Tammy went in and took her little suitcase and packed it with her few things. And took her blanket and her doll and walked over the 6 blocks to Daddy's house, and Daddy saw